The Traveler's Journal, January 11th, Inspecting St. Eustatius. Last time we looked at some of the Caribbean's less discovered places. Too often, undiscovered there is a cliché for an island with resort hotels less than 10 stories high. Yet lost in the Leeward Islands, one tiny haven hasn't been overrun by tourism. Just 12 miles square, St. Eustatius, or Statia as it's known to the island's 2,000 residents, nestles between St. Kitts and St. Martin. Settled by Dutch traders, Statia's prosperity peaked 2 centuries ago, when its citizens made money moving sugar and slaves, often in defiance of Europe's colonial powers. It also claims to be the first foreign nation to officially recognize the fledgling United States. Time didn't quite stop on Statia back then, but it has moved slowly since. One measure is that the whole island has just a few hundred hotel rooms, and nothing resembling a casino. Its few beaches offer limited swimming and sunbathing, but lots of opportunities to be alone. Several scuba shops offer dive trips to reefs and wrecks offshore, but Statia is mostly an island for history buffs and walkers. For anyone who enjoys both, it's something of a minor miracle. Ornstad, the island's sleepy capital, is clustered around a 17th-century fort and is rich with period architecture. Elsewhere, overgrown tracks lead to the ruins of great estates and plantations. Several ambitious treks climb up and onto the Quill, Statia's long-dormant, 2,000-foot-high volcano. The floor of its fern-filled crater is a universe far removed from rum drinks on the beach. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.